Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. Where do we really get started? Having the right mindset, but is there a first step to take?
You know, Neil, I think I'm going to shock you. It's not weight loss initially. It's actually sleep and the amount of sleep that we get. There's Dr. William Dement, who is the co-founder of Stanford's Sleep Center, has said that there's plenty of compelling evidence out there that sleep is the number one predictor of how long we'll live. And so the more we learn about sleep and the lack of sleep, the sleep deprivation that we have as a nation, 74% of us being underslept, that is the beginning of the downfall of our health.
Well, expand a little bit more on that. What does that mean by, sleep deprivation? Some people just need less sleep, right? What do we need?
You know, that is a common misconception, is that some people need less sleep. Study after study has shown that we need 7 to 8 hours sleep a night as adults, 20 and over. And that's really important because some people can get by with less sleep and maybe some more coffee, but that doesn't mean that they're tricking their body. Sleep debt is cumulative, just like fiscal debt, financial debt is. And so over the years, we start accumulating disease and disabilities within our bodies because we're not well slept. One of the things that's very interesting is just one night of 5 hours sleep as opposed to 7 hours sleep, we can see marked changes in the immune system's health with just one night of 5 hours sleep. So if we add that up day after day and week after week, year after year, and we're chronically underslept, we're starting to build a whole lot of imbalances in our body in terms of our hormones and our chemicals. We're also accelerating our aging process. And believe it or not, going back to your initial thought with weight loss, when we are underslept, we actually unbalance our hungry hormones and our satisfied hormones. And so we have our hormones working against us, and we actually gain more weight because we're underslept.
So even if we're eating less or not, we're not overeating, it's the metabolism. It's not working right, right? So we're not getting the full benefit like we should.
Absolutely. Being underslept is going to inhibit your body's ability to control its blood sugar, is one of the things that we have issue with. Everybody's talking about diabetes and prediabetes. And so part of the underslept person is this inability to control and regulate their own blood sugar.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.